إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, الحمد لله رب العالمين. It is wonderful to come back home, and after a very, very, very nice trip. Quite literally the first holiday that I took in my entire life. When I had no work. So, 1 month, first holiday in my whole life. So, alhamdulillah. And I thought, I remind myself and you, in that context, inshallah, bismillah ta'ala, maybe next few days we'll talk about the whole issue of travel and what it teaches us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Quran. It's mentioned in different places in the Quran several times, where the people, when they meet the malaika on the day of judgment, they will be asked, "Kam labith?" How long did you stay? And they will say, "Labithna yawman aw ba'da yawm." They will say, "We stayed for maybe one day, maybe less than a day, part of a day." And I am beginning with that ayah because yesterday in Florida, my brother and I used to go for Fajr every day to the masjid. So as we were driving to go for Fajr, and that was the last day there with him, and that later on in the morning we left to come here. So he told me, "Stay for one more week." I said, "Last minute, how do I stay?" He said, no, stay for one more week. We'll change the tickets and this and that. He said, "Just sleep late, that's enough. We'll do the rest." So anyway, while we were talking about that, he said, "How did this time go? You know, 5 weeks just gone. Now we are," he said, 5 weeks ago we were talking about your arrival, that you are going to come tomorrow morning, what time is the flight and who is going to the airport and so on and so on. And now 5 weeks have gone and we are talking about leaving tomorrow morning. So how did this time go?" So I told him this ayat of the Quran. I said that this is exactly the same question that we will be asked. How did this time go? And there it won't be 5 weeks, it will be whatever lifespan Allah gave us, no matter how long, even if it is 10,000 years, same question will be asked. Where did it go? What happened? Kam labith? Labithna yawman aw ba'da yawm. So if we look at life, and I was thinking again that, Rumi, this is October, so 20th of October is my birthday according to the Gregorian calendar. And this 20th, if I live that long, I would have completed 59 years. And according to the real calendar, I would have completed 61 years. So if you ask me the same question, what happened to the 61 years? Just like my brother asked me, what happened to this holiday? 5 weeks. If you ask me what happened to the 61 years, the answer is the same. The answer is the same. If you ask me to speak to you about those 61 years, given what I, and not because I have a bad memory, alhamdulillah, I have a very good memory, but given what I, whatever I would see as the highlights or whatnot, and given your patience, I don't know whether I could speak for 61 minutes. So even if I give 1 minute per 365 years of my life, 1 minute, 60 seconds for 365 days of my life, if I use that, it still amounts to 1 hour and 1 minute. That is life. That is life. And as I said, we will talk more about the whole issue of living and the whole issue of what lessons we learn from travel and so on. But today, I was thinking just a good idea to reflect on this and say that if, and at the end of this whole thing is what? At the end of this whole thing will come the question, so what did you do? Like this also, I will, okay, I came back. So now you will ask me and, you know, inshallah, we'll talk about that. Formally, informally. So how was it? What did you do? What did you like? What did you not like? What went well? What did not go well? And so on and so on. Yeah. And alhamdulillah, this whole trip, if you ask me what did not go well, there is not a single thing. This is a khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is absolutely nothing but nothing that is there except the khudrat and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. This trip was the whole trip of going to America and coming back was to me like something which, I mean, I don't know how to describe it, because every potentially sticky place was made easy by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our, we've had a 10-year multiple entry visa for, you know, several times, but that had expired. So people told me, you should not have let it expire. If you had applied before it expired, it would have been much easier. Now after it's expired, it goes for administrative processing and so on. And it took, somebody said it took me so many months for it to come back, and somebody, this one and this got refused, and that happened and that happened. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is witness. We made the application. And of course, obviously, documentation, whatever has to be done, we took all the documentation. Here to the consulate in Hyderabad. We went there, we had an appointment, we went there. We went in front of the officer, stood at that window. She looked at my passports and she said, "You travel a lot." I said, "Yeah." She said, "Fine, welcome, stamp, khalas." Less than 2 minutes, 10-year multiple entry visa. Did not look at a single piece of paper. And that was, that set the trend, so to speak, for everything. We hear the issues of, you know, immigration at entry. All kinds of people have exciting experiences. Alhamdulillah, our exciting experience was, the guy said, "Put your fingers on this thing for the biometric printing." We did that. So he said, "So, is this your first time?" I said, "No, I've lived here," and so on. So he said, "What's your plan for the trip?" So I said, "I'm going to Alaska." He said, "You know what? Let me give you a lead. There's this friend of mine who works on the ship that you are going on," and so on. So this is an immigration officer. He's giving me a lead to meet his friend who is going on the ship, and he said, "That's a very nice tour, and I'm sure you will enjoy it," and so on, so on. "Have a good time. Goodbye." TSA, the famous TSA in travel. TSA gets a bad rap, and I'm sure. I mean, I'm not saying that those who have these experiences are lying. They are not lying. People do get bad raps. But TSA, we travel all from Florida to Seattle, Seattle to Alaska, Alaska to Canada, re-entry to the US, back to Florida, then to Connecticut, back to Florida. All of these trips, every airport, pre-TSA. I didn't know that there was such a thing called pre-TSA. It's pre-TSA. So the chap looks at it, "Go on this line." So go on this line, usually go on this line means now, you know, you are going to be sitting. Go on this line meant that, don't take off your hat, don't take off your jacket, don't take off your shoes, just walk through, pick up your bag, go. No one touched, no one did anything, absolutely nothing. Very, very, very smooth. And to me, the sort of crowning glory was, this guy comes up to me. He was a group on the tour. He comes up to me in Victoria and he says, "You know, you have a beautiful, engaging, warm smile." Out of the blue, the white guy comes up. We were all sitting together. He came, he said, can I borrow your camera?" I said, "Sure." So, he takes the camera and he said, "Okay, now sit together." And he's taking our photographs for us. He comes from another table. For what? Why must he do it? Who is he? We don't know who the guy is, nothing. He came on his own. All of us were sitting together. He comes and, "Can I take," he didn't have a camera. "So can I take," I said, "Sure, take it." I thought borrow the camera or take some picture. No. He borrow the camera to take our pictures for us. That was the picture. Right through all kinds of people, and there are any number of stories. I'm not going to sit here telling stories, but my point of saying this is that alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, life is a journey, and like every journey, if you understand who runs that journey, then the journey runs well. And so I want to end with my return. Alhamdulillah, coming home to Hyderabad, once again absolutely smooth, our bags were the first off the belt and so on. Got home, messages after messages from all my, you know, dear friends from everywhere. From messages from other countries, have you arrived safely, have you arrived safely? Messages from here, Alhamdulillah, you have come back. Actually, this is the muhabbat of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in the hearts of people. Why is anybody bothered? So many people go so many places. As soon as I landed in the US, first message from Shadia, from your daughter, saying, we are so happy you are here. Please come and visit us. If there is anything at all you need, this is my number, this is this, please call. I am always very humbled and I am always very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. Because nobody deserves this. People do not do this to their own relatives. Not a good thing. People should do, but they don't do. But Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. And I'm not saying this to praise myself. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. I'm only saying this to show, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, mention the ni'mat of your Rabb. The last ayat of Surah Al-Duha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, mention the ni'mat of your Rabb. And so I'm mentioning the ni'mat of my Rabb Jalla Jalalu, so that we can be grateful to him, and also remind myself and you that all of that, Alhamdulillah, beautiful trip, very enjoyable and so on and so forth, but it ends. And when it ends, if you think about it, how long does it take to talk about that? Couple of minutes. That's it. Alhamdulillah, the homecoming here, I made dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should make all our homecoming the same way like he made mine here. But all the marahil became so easy. And then you are welcomed by your own family, by your own friends. And there is hardly any, I don't see any difference, mashallah, here. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me friends who are like family and family who are like friends. Where we say, you choose your friends and you don't choose your family. But in this case, if I had to choose the family, I would choose the same people. So the point is that, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathered us all together. And the first coming is in his house. The first meeting is in his house. And the unwan of the meeting is Salatul Fajr. Alhamdulillah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to ease the journey of our lives in the same way. And to make it all a series of beautiful experiences where we can remember him and glorify him and recognize him and worship him. And where when we come back to our real home, because this is a journey, and that is also homecoming. Death is not parting, death is not destruction, death is homecoming. Death is the final immigration and customs, and then we are home, Alhamdulillah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that homecoming, I even hesitate to say, as good as this, because there we are going home to him. Jalla Jalalu. So how can that be compared to anything? We ask him, Jalla Jalalu, to make that homecoming in keeping with his generosity, with his forgiveness, with his majesty, with his grace, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.